Iron is one of the elements highlighted in the Quran. In Surat al-Hadid, meaning iron, we are informed, "We also sent down iron, in which there lies great force, and which has many uses for mankind." The word anzalna, translated as "we sent down," and used for iron in the verse, could be thought of having a metaphorical meaning to explain that iron has been given to benefit people. But when we take into consideration the literal meaning of the word, which is being physically sent down from the sky, as in the case of rain and sun rays, we realize that this verse implies a very significant scientific miracle. Because modern astronomical findings have disclosed that the iron found in our world has come from giant stars in outer space, since the temperature in the sun is inadequate for the formation of iron. The sun has a surface temperature of 6,000 degrees centigrade and a core temperature of approximately 20 million degrees. Iron can only be produced in much bigger stars than the sun, where the temperature reaches a few hundred million degrees. When the amount of iron exceeds a certain level in a star, the star can no longer bear it, and eventually it explodes in what is called a nova or a supernova. These explosions make it possible for iron to be given off into space. All this shows that the iron metal did not form on the Earth, but was carried from exploding stars in space and was sent down exactly the same way as stated in the verse. Astronomy has also revealed that other elements were also formed outside the Earth. In the expression, "we also sent down iron," in the verse, the word "also" may well be referring to that idea. However, the fact that the verse specifically mentions iron is quite astounding, considering the discoveries made at the end of the 20th century. In his book, Nature's Destiny, the well-known microbiologist Michael Denton emphasizes the importance of iron. "Of all the metals, there is none more essential to life than iron. It is the accumulation of iron in the center of a star which triggers a supernova explosion and the subsequent scattering of the vital atoms of life throughout the cosmos. It was the drawing by gravity of iron atoms to the center of the primeval Earth that generated the heat which caused the initial chemical differentiation of the Earth, the outgassing of the early atmosphere, and ultimately the formation of the hydrosphere. It is molten iron in the center of the Earth which, acting like a gigantic dynamo, generates the Earth's magnetic field, which in turn creates the Van Allen radiation belts that shield the Earth's surface from destructive high-energy penetrating cosmic radiation and preserve the crucial ozone layer from cosmic ray destruction. Without the iron atom, there would be no carbon-based life in the cosmos, no supernova, no heating of the primitive Earth, no atmosphere or hydrosphere. There would be no protective magnetic field, no Van Allen radiation belts, no ozone layer, no metal to make hemoglobin in human blood, no metal to tame the reactivity of oxygen, and no oxidative metabolism. This account clearly indicates the importance of the iron atom. It is clear that this fact could not have been known in the 7th century, when the Quran was revealed. Nevertheless, this fact is related in the Quran, the Word of God, who encompasses all things in His infinite knowledge. In addition, the 25th verse of Surat al-Hadid, which refers to iron, includes two mathematical codes. Surat al-Hadid is the 57th surah in the Quran. the numerical value of the word al-hadid in Arabic, in other words, its abjad, is the same number, 57. The numerical value of the word hadid alone is 26, and 26 is the atomic number of iron.